Well, welcome to Smith Sabatino on the Envision Radio Networks. I'm Roland Smith. My partner, Carl Sabatino, is on assignment today, and filling in for him is a frequent guest on this program and a good friend, Alan Marcus. Welcome, Alan.
Roland, thank you for having me.
I'm delighted that you're here. I really am.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
Did you prepare for this at all?
Yeah, I bought the New York Post today. And
yeah, I was afraid of that. Oh, boy. You know, this is truly a bit different from you. I mean, you get to ask questions as well as answer them, which is normally the part where you play. You're the answerer.
I'm usually responding to questions from people like you, Roland, in fact, and trying to figure out how do I get around the question he just asked.
Well, you know, let me tell our audience out there, too, that Alan is president and CEO of the Marcus Group. It's a global public relations firm based in New Jersey. Alan is also, for me, one of the finest political analysts on the airwaves these days. I've interviewed Alan and listened to his analysis for nearly two decades, and he's not always right, but he's never wrong.
Well, I'm never in doubt.
How about that?
That's not so bad, Roland.
You know, we'll talk some politics today, Alan, and we'll share some stories. Alan, you know, you are a public relations specialist by profession. How did you ever become a political analyst?
Well, I really worked hard at it by not working in college and dropping out.
Come on.
I dropped out of college, and I became a newspaper reporter. And then I went to work for the Republican Party, kept getting lucky, became clerk of the New Jersey General Assembly, and then opened up my own business. And when I opened up my own business, I found that in the greater New York market, there was a need for people to provide analysis. As a lobbyist, I was no longer a partisan. I was a bipartisan because I didn't care who won just as long as I could deal with them. And so the New York TV stations and radio stations, whatever, would call upon me to provide analysis. I enjoyed doing it. I think that's how you and I first met many, many years ago.
Yeah, I was working as an anchor person at various television stations in New York, and we met, and you came on as an analyst. And frankly, I don't remember exactly what the issue was that we were talking about, but it had to do with politics.
It was with politics, but I remember one of the first things was I came on the air and told you that Rudy Giuliani was going to win. And
I think
it was late at night. Yeah. And they said, no, the polls or something said he's going to lose. I said, no, he's going to win because there's a question on the ballot in Staten Island for Staten Island statehood. And so everybody in Staten Island's coming out to vote, and they're going to vote for Rudy Giuliani. And then Rudy Giuliani won, and I think that was the first night we were together.
It may well be. I thought it was earlier. I mean, we're dealing with either Abe Beame or
well, that could have been back in the days when you were in New York exclusively.
Yeah.
And I know we met then. But then just a few blocks from where you and I are sitting today, I provided analysis for you on 9/11.
Well, we should talk about that because that was one of the more poignant experiences in my broadcasting and journalism career was when we both reported on what's going on after the planes went into the World Trade Centers.
I think that was still probably, I guess it would rank up there with Pearl Harbor Day and others.
It would,
but
and so many others.
It was very significant. And for our listeners, usually things are very well scripted in television.
Well, we'll continue with this conversation, and I thank you, Alan, again for filling in for Carl Sabatino today. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know the first step in getting a good night's sleep? Well, here's the social science of it. You see, in today's rat race society, very few people are getting the full night's sleep they need to restore the body to its complete balance. We go to bed late, we set the alarm clock early, and then we wake up all through the night. Look at the clock, and our brain unwittingly subtracts the current time from the get-up time. And you think, I only have 3 more hours, or 2 more hours, or 30 more minutes.
Time has come today!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Never, ever look at the clock when you wake up during the night. When you realize how little time is left to rest, anxiety grows and makes it more difficult to get back to sleep. So turn the clock away from you. Trust me, the alarm will get you up. Got a question? Love to hear from you at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the most direct path to happiness? Research shows it has little to do with money.
It has a lot to do with your time. Invest time in work you love. Most people invest money for their retirement. The happiest people invest time in work they never want to stop doing.
Invest time in relationships. Some people want more money so they can buy things. There's a more proven path to happiness. Relationships deliver higher returns on the happiness scale than money.
The funny thing is that doing work you love often leads to more money. Spending time with friends often leads to spending less on other things.
Invest directly in happiness by investing time doing what you love with people you love. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.